It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And a good Monday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo sitting in for Maynard this morning, and Josh Benega across the table from me here. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Filling in for Maynard today.
Yeah, I noticed there was a bigger presence in the room here.
How'd your weekend go?
I'm pretty good. I gained a brother-in-law, and my sister got married Saturday up by the Kimball area, and it was a good time, and... You know, weather kind of cooperated, kind of.
Yeah.
It was nice and sunny, but, you know, we got rid of all the snow that came Friday night.
Okay.
And then some.
So you got your sister married off, huh?
Yep.
All right. Awesome. Yeah. Speaking of weather, what is it? April 3rd today, right? And we're supposed to be getting another storm tomorrow and Wednesday.
Yeah, I got a buddy up by Dumont sent me a screenshot from the Aberdeen National Weather Service, and it was saying 5 to 22 inches of snow and 65-mile-an-hour winds. And I looked at my Weather Channel app, and it said 3 to 5, and I'm like, okay, that's all right.
Yeah, we can handle 3.
Yeah, but, you know, I got to travel next couple of days.
Okay.
So that's... It's not going to be fun, but
nope.
It'll.
The good thing about it is, you know, it's going to go fast because the temperatures will be supposed to be almost 55, 60 degrees this coming weekend.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, hopefully that's right. All right, well, we're in the.
We got to salute a veteran today. Today we're saluting Private Kenneth Wayne Weaver. Kenneth was born on October 16th, 1947, in Marshall, passed away on. June 26, 1999. He entered active duty in the United States Marine Corps on July 18, 1967 in Minneapolis and was honorably discharged just over 2 months later at Recruit Training Depot, San Diego, California on September 28, 1967. Had a condition that precluded him from continuing his service, but he served during the Vietnam era and he earned the National Defense Service Medal. So we thank you, Kenneth, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. And speaking of Vietnam, that's what we're going to talk about today?
Yeah, National Vietnam War Veterans Day was last week on March 29th. The VA sent out a press release on that day, written by the Health Administration news editor Hans Peterson, commemorating National Vietnam War Veterans Day, which was the 29th of March, or last Wednesday. On National Vietnam War Veterans Day, we honor all those who bravely served in the Vietnam War and who sacrificed, as did their families and caregivers. Since the birth of the United States, no single generation of Americans has been spared the responsibility of defending freedom by force of arms. More than 44 million American men and women have sacrificed and served in times of war. In 2008, Secretary of Defense was authorized by law to conduct a commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War. All military families endure the hardship of separation, uncertainty, and fear. But the families of our Vietnam veterans also witnessed their husbands and wives, sons and daughters, and fathers and mothers returning home to a nation in turmoil. They watched as the vast majority received no formal recognition for their service and weren't welcomed home in ceremonies hosted by their communities. Many unseen injuries went undiagnosed. Like veterans returning from today's battlefields, those who served in Vietnam came home with both physical and unseen injuries of war. Many of the unseen injuries suffered by our Vietnam veterans went undiagnosed and weren't understood by our medical community or citizens as they are now. Veterans are left to meet these challenges without the assistance available today. History makes clear the importance of this commemoration. Vietnam was a long war, and accordingly, a long commemoration period is planned. By presidential proclamation, the commemoration extends from Memorial Day 2012 through Veterans Day 2025. No distinction is being made between veterans who served in-country, in-theater, or were stationed elsewhere during the Vietnam War period. All were called to serve, and the overwhelming majority served honorably and admirably. 58,307 names appear on the wall in Washington, D.C. The average age of those at the time of death was 23. Many tens of thousands were disabled, approximately 7,500 women, the majority of whom were nurses, served in Vietnam. 1,627 are still considered missing in action, and their families await word of their fate. The foundations of today's military, these facts also are best understood by those who served and their families. Some continued to serve in uniform while many returned to civilian life, started families, and began contributing to their communities. Vietnam veterans also mentored those that followed them in uniform and built the foundations of today's military. Their experience and leadership led to successes in Panama, Desert Storm, Bosnia, and during operations Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom. As World War II and the Korean War reached their 50th anniversary, our nation commemorated our warriors' service and sacrifice. Now we have the opportunity to do what should have been done 50 years ago. Welcome our Vietnam veterans home with honor and thank them and their families for their service and sacrifice. Across the country, thousands of local, state, and federal organizations have become commemorative partners, committed to hosting events each year to thank and honor our Vietnam veterans and their families. The names etched in the wall at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial reminds us of our loved ones who gave their all and never came home. To the families, caregivers, and survivors of more than 58,000 service members whose names are memorialized in the black granite, we pledge to never forget the eternal sacrifice of your loved ones and what you have sacrificed for America. So, very nice message put out by the Department of Veterans Affairs to commemorate the National Vietnam War Veterans Day this year.
And a big thank you to all our Vietnam veterans.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
When I was out in D.C., I visited the Vietnam War Memorial, and boy, that's very emotional and moving, you know, how big it is and how many names are on that wall.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And going to Washington, D.C. is definitely on my bucket list. Mm-hmm. It's one thing I haven't had the opportunity to do so yet.
Yeah.
So,
my dad served in the Korean War, and Korean War Memorial in D.C. there, too. That was probably... well, if you want to say my favorite, but it was very, very...
the most memorable?
Yeah, most memorable, yeah. We were there at night, and walking through that memorial at night, it's quite the thing.
That had to have been a little eerie.
Yep, and I thank my dad.
Sets the tone.
Yep, that's for sure. All right, people will get a hold of you this week.
Well, I'm going to be out of the office this afternoon and until Thursday. I've got some meetings out of the area, so you can leave me a message. It'll be posted on my door that the office will be closed Monday afternoon through Wednesday. We're otherwise normally open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and reach us by phone at 598-3445.
Okay.
And the Veterans Linkage Line.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
Yeah, you left it out, or Maynard left it out.
Somebody left it out for you.
Yep, that's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org.
All right, real good, Josh. Thanks for coming in today, and we'll see you next Monday.
Sounds good, thank you.
Josh Benega, Lacaparle Veteran Service Officer, and another Vets Info Show.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lacaparle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.